Mr. Tim, could you tell us about the Antichrist, please?
Mr. Tibet, I'd love to, and I'd love to state that this is only my opinion, and that today is January 16th, 1995.
Or it will be scary.
shout at the time when he comes will be written King of Kings and Lord of Lords when Christ comes again. On his vesture and on his thigh that name will be written. And he will come at that chosen time. But, and it's only my opinion, I don't think the time will be now. Of course, one never knows. It could be. I have to be on my toes. But I think it'll be way far from now. I believe before the Antichrist comes, there will be visitations either from the planets above or from us to them or both. I believe the next century will surely in the next century, if not earlier, will be the beginning of outer space. To many who hear this tape, to many who listen to this, especially coming from Tiny Tim, eccentric weirdo star of the past, they'll either not listen, take it as a joke, or say it's sick. They can say whatever they want. Maybe they're right. I certainly don't know if I have this great wisdom, I praise the Lord for it. If I don't, I praise him for letting me realize that. But in my opinion, and that's why I've stated those three words, in my opinion only, I believe that the Antichrist will be from another galaxy, another world.
Any closing thought?
Oh boy, thanks. Mr. York, I do have one. It's a very interesting, very simple, and very contemplative. We've heard it a million times. The song was sung a million times. But when you think of it, this girl, I got to give her credit, Michelle Pomerantz. She liked me in 1960, and I liked her. But she said, like Victor Herbert said, and Rita Johnson, I think, wrote this, the words, "Ah, sweet mystery of life. It's love and love alone the world is seeking." And it's so true, not only in romance, but the acceptance of the job, the acceptance just for being with the Yankees 20 years, how could they let me go like that? You know, after all I've done for that person, look what they've done to me. Not getting a compliment even when one deserves it. It's love and love alone the world is seeking. And it's so hard to come by, you know, in our daily habits. It's hard for people to say thanks when they're holding the door. They just run through. One, I gave I gave someone, some guy at the desk at the Howard Johnson in Warwick. I was doing the Conan O'Brien show 2 weeks ago, and a note was written, I'm off these 3 days, can you get me tickets? I made sure I got him tickets, never thanked. And even Jesus Christ wanted that, because when he healed 10, only one came back to thank him. So it's love and love alone the world is after, in those little respects. And it's so hard to come by, because pride keeps people from thanking, from complimenting. They think they're a sissy, or they're too condescending to do that, which is a temptation. And so and it could happen with me too in certain situations. It is love and love alone the world is seeking. And it is love and love alone that can repay. It's the meaning and the glory of all whatever, for it's love alone can rule for a. So he's not only talking about romantic love, but just the appreciation and compliments where something is due. Well said. Thank you.